With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ending this great show is somebody who we have on time to time talking a little FIU football. And certainly he's, I believe, a very happy Tampa Bay fan this week. And we welcome in Eric Henry. Eric, thanks so much for coming aboard. And I know you have ties with Tampa somewhere.
No, you're 100% correct, Blue. I'm born and raised a native of Tampa, Florida. So it's there you go, right? But hey, you know, final segment of the night. Always glad to come on with you.
Yeah, we are. We're happy to have you. Talk to quite a few of the kids who signed, had an opportunity. Saw them at a couple of them were at the Georgia Florida game. A couple of them were at other venues that I just saw them, and there are a couple of them are on campus. They have a good feeling. A lot of these kids have a really good feeling about this class, about what lies ahead for the program. Talk about that. It's always good to hear something positive.
Yeah, Blue, and I mean, you and I have talked about this since the last time I came on. The thing that's been really noticeable is, despite the 0-5 record last year, and of course, we all know the situation with COVID and the challenge of getting games scheduled in Conference USA, and even the 6-7 record in 2019, Butch Davis and company have not had any trouble bringing in talent. I think that's the positive, right? If you kind of wonder, all right, they didn't necessarily capitalize from the momentum of that win over Miami. Would that cause a downturn in recruiting? Certainly hasn't been the case. Of course, the latest notable name to come to FIU, the big defensive tackle, Savion Collins, that was the quote-unquote surprise. But, you know, it's a position that FIU, quite frankly, need a lot of help in. They brought in the 2018 cycle, they brought in a pair of, or 2017, excuse me, brought in a pair of four-star JUCO transfers. One of those guys didn't work out. The other one's in the NFL with the Tennessee Titans. But the run defense has struggled, has suffered really throughout the better part of the past 2.5 years. I think I've mentioned on your show before, over the past 30 games, FIU has allowed over 175 yards 17 times. So definitely get Collins in there helps. And the recruiting has not suffered at all, despite the 6-12 record over the past 2 years.
No, it hasn't. And obviously, you take a look at a lot of the kids that are aboard, the program, the schedule, everything is moving positive. You talk to and you know what? And here's another thing. I think Coach Davis is been admired by a lot of people for the way that he promotes his coaches and the way that he, you know, handles it. He's always done that. He's always rewarded his coaches for doing up and beyond. And with Coach Tim Harris Jr. Becoming the offensive coordinator, that's a big shot in the arm to the program, because you get an innovative young guy who's been around. He's been around a couple of regimes there, and he knows the landscape. Talk about that.
Yeah, Blue, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know, a former offensive coordinator, Rich Scrosky, was a guy who was well-revered by the quarterbacks, former quarterbacks Alex McGoo and James Morgan. But, you know, bringing in and promoting Coach Harris, I think it's an interesting point. Initially, it may have been somewhat of a surprise. I'm sure there were some fans and some amongst the FIU community who may have wanted an outside name. But you hit the nail on the head. Why not promote a guy like Tim Harris, who's been there prior to the Butch Davis administration, as someone who, as Coach Davis said, his positions have always performed really well, whether it's been, you know, the Anthony Jones of the world, the Napoleon Maxwells of the world, going back to Alex Gardner, so on and so forth.
Right.
Butch Davis has always praised him, you know, that his positions have always performed well and been one among the smartest positions on the field. So why not give a guy like Tim Harris a shot and see what can happen?
You know, Eric, I think that, you know, what Butch Davis does, he admires the Harris family. I mean, because of all of them. I mean, Ice is doing a tremendous job at Florida Memorial. And then I see where they hired Brandon at FIU now. So, I mean, but why not? It's a football family that's a proven winning family that develops, that is disciplined. And that's the way Butch Davis is. He's a very disciplined, high maintenance type of coach, and he wants his, you know, that's how you get success.
Absolutely. And again, you know, you mentioned Brandon Harris. There are actually a lot of changes to the coaching staff this year. You know, I talk about the struggles with the defense, bringing in Everett Withers, the former North Carolina defensive coordinator under Butch Davis, defensive line coach Deke Adams. You're going to see a lot of North Carolina connections as well. And when we had a chance to talk with Butch Davis over signing day, he was really excited about kind of bringing guys he was very familiar with, but also guys with NFL experience as well. So as you mentioned, you know, the Harris family, they're certainly well-connected in FIU, but a lot of coaching staff changes overall, and we'll see what happens. I think this year, there's one thing you and I know about Conference USA is that, you know, the talent gap between, you know, the top 9 or 10 teams, it's not that large. So no. FIU can get them turned around in a hurry.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And when you take a look at some of the, you know, the kids that they brought in and tapping into the Miami-Dade County thing, and that's important. I mean, you know, when you have an opportunity to do that, and I was looking at the roster earlier today, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, they got dudes. And, you know, I mean, it's they got kids that really, I think 2 years ago when we watched them beat Miami in Marlins Park, you say, wait a minute. You know, they've got kids that are productive kids, and they still do. And I look at them, and you know, there's a lot of teams that are in that situation. It's just that they need a break or two, or as you mentioned, maybe depth at another position. I mean, you can't expect a quarterback to arrive from Bowling Green every year and be able to, you know, to be that type of guy. And I know that he tries to develop a lot of the kids. It's just really tough because especially if you get quarterbacks from especially the state of Florida. We are not that plentiful in those type of guys, you know, that can make that difference. I mean, we're getting there. We have better and better quarterbacks, but I know back in the day, look at Miami's success with Gino Toretta and Vinny Testaverde and, you know, guys that didn't come from here. You know, yeah, there's a couple of guys that did, but you know, that's one of those positions that, listen, if you have somebody who wants to transfer to the Sunshine for his final year, like Morgan did or anybody like that, you embrace it. You definitely embrace it.
Yeah, Blue. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And really quick, you know, you mentioned that, you know, the Sunshine thing doesn't necessarily produce the best quarterback. Is getting better as the years go on. But one thing Butch Davis was able to do is they signed this kid, Grayson James, who's a 3-star recruit from the Dallas suburbs. Who, Blue, he was an Elite 11 finalist. Yeah. I mean, you talk about the Trent Dilfers of the world who were involved in kind of the quarterback, high school quarterback development, really raved about him. And also one thing I'll throw at you really quick before, you know, I know you wrapped up the show, but when we talked to Butch on signing day, he mentioned, and really caught me by surprise, his praise for Hayden Carlson, the son of former NFL quarterback Jeff Carlson from the Tampa area. And he said that, hey, had FIU played a full slate of games last year, he may have started a few towards the end. And that just caught me by surprise because you don't see that in a true freshman, especially a veteran coach like Butch Davis, saying a true freshman is going to get some time. So they may have that quarterback position straightened out, you know, maybe sooner than later.
Good stuff. Eric, let everybody know how they can follow you, whether it's FIU-wise or anything that else that you do.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at EricCHenry_, and you can find my work, whether it's FIU-related or General Conference USA coverage, at Underdog Dynasty, SB Nation's home for G5 football coverage.
Good stuff. Were you at the parade today or no? You didn't find anyone?
Well, hey, I'm trying to lay low. I'm trying to stay safe like everyone else, man. Butch find out I'm at the parade and then go out and cover the team. You know what I mean? So
you're right. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Anytime,
Blue. Eric Henry joins us. That's going to do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.